With The Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Honeybees. Their populations have been plummeting over the last decade, eliminating pollinators necessary for the farming of many fruits, vegetables, and nuts. Scientists have concluded that one of the likely contributing causes of the bee deaths is the growing use of insecticides on farms and in gardens. Neonicotinoids are designed to kill pests using a form of nicotine, but neonics, as they are called, also cause subtle damage to the nerve systems of bees, making them intoxicated so they can't find their way back to their hives. They wander off and die. The European Union, in 2013, imposed a 2-year ban on the use of the pesticides. In Maryland, a bill in the General Assembly would take steps toward restricting the use of neonics by banning their sale to homeowners who spray the chemicals on their gardens. The legislation would also require that all flowers and other plants that are sprayed with neonics and sold in garden stores and nurseries bear warning labels saying the chemicals contribute to the die-off of bees. Jay Feldman, executive director of Beyond Pesticides, testified in favor of Senate Bill 163 in a recent hearing.
We're seeing very serious declines in pollinator populations. This isn't just bees. We're seeing virtually all the pollinators, bees, butterflies, and birds. And in fact, in Maryland, over the last couple of years, we've seen declines in the 50 in bee populations in the 50 to 60% range.
Dr. Eric Schott is a researcher and assistant professor at the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science.
Neonics are neurotoxins. That's what they're designed to be. They're very effective. They're very effective against insects and other arthropods, and that includes crustaceans. And I would include in those crustaceans blue crabs, as well as some of the small zooplankton that live in the Chesapeake Bay that form the foundation of the food web on which striped bass, menhaden, and shad all depend.
The manufacturers of the insecticide, including Bayer, defend the use of the chemicals, saying that they revolutionize the ability of farmers to control pests and are not harmful when applied in appropriate and normal amounts. During the hearing, the Maryland Farm Bureau testified against the legislation, even though it would not affect farmers, only gardeners and garden stores as a first step. Colby Ferguson is Government Relations Director for the Farm Bureau. He said that growing flowers and shrubs for sale at garden stores is a $200 million a year industry in Maryland that could be hurt if customers are scared away by warning labels about neonics.
I don't like when people just say, oh, it's just a label. You know, we're just putting on a label. It specifically says warning. Bees are essential to many agricultural crops. This product has been treated with a neonicotinoid pesticide found to be a major contributor to bee deaths and the depletion of the bee population. Anytime I've ever talked to a consumer that sees a warning label on something such as a plant, an annual or a perennial, most likely they're not going to purchase that. And so that is a direct negative effect to our farmers.
Governor Larry Hogan's Department of Agriculture also opposed the bill, saying it would require the agency to hire 3 inspectors at a cost of $195,000 a year, money the agency says it does not have. With the opposition of the state agency and the influential farm lobby, the chairs of the Senate and House committees declined to even bring the bill to a vote. So the proposal to protect honeybees died in committee last week. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
I am a honeybee shut out from the colony, and they won't let me in. So I left the hive. They took away all my stripes and broke off both my wings.